Our second speaker this afternoon is from China, representing the Soil Science Society of China and the Institute of Soil Science, Jiming Zhao. And he's going to give a perspective from the Chinese in a rapid developing Chinese economy. Jiming?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before the presentation, I'd like to give my thanks to the Soil Science Society of America and the Professor Rice, the president of the society, for inviting us to attend the 75th anniversary activities and annual meeting of the society. I hope that we can strengthen the cooperation between the society and America and the society of China in different way in the future. My presentation is the society need for soil science in rapid developing China. As you know, the Chinese economy increased very fast. I think the in average rate is 10% every year. So at the same time, the population and the food demand also increased. But the food production increased, but not as much as the economy increased. So some years even decreased. So we actually never reached the goal, the 400 kilo per capita. So we never reached this goal. So we face a great challenge in the future for food production. To meet food demand in the future, the green yield should be increased annually by 1%. So how to do that? We need a lot of work to do. The food increase depends on the unit yield only in China, because we don't have enough reserved farmland. So the control the soil degradation and the continuously improve the soil quality is very important to increase the soil productivity. This is just to give the example, the urbanization process and the land loss. The upper one is the city of Yixing, is a small city. You can see that the recent years, how the city expanded so much. And the next picture is Shanghai. So the big city expanded so fast. So the city expanding occupied lots of agriculture land. Yeah. Even for the current available agriculture land, we have a lot of problem. Two-thirds of the arable land is of low and middle fertility, and 40% of arable land suffer from soil erosion and salinization. 10% of the land were contaminated by different pollutants. Soil organic content in the farmland is basically less than 1.5%. So we have lots of problems in the farmland. Why we need to increase 1% of the food production every year? We calculate from this basis. In the year 2030, the prediction of the population, the minimum is 1.45 billion. the maximum may reach 1.6 billion. So if we calculate on the base of 400 kilogram per capita, so that's why we get the 1% need, because we must increase the 16% to 30%. So in this case, every year, we must increase 1%. So the rising the food demand will call for 1% annual increase in total grain production from the same 120 million hectare of cultivated farmland. The only way to increase crop yield is by intensified production and improving soil fertility, because we don't have enough reserve land. To produce enough food, we need the intensive use of arable land and high input. So in this case, the rational utilization of agrochemicals such as pesticides and fertilizer are very important. Otherwise, this will bring great impact on the environment. So how to control the non-point source pollution, also important in the future. So what we are doing is keep balance between the agriculture development and the environment protection. How to meet the 1% increase? You must keep the intensive use of cultivated land. So we must increase the replanting the index. So from 1950s, just the 1.3, now is about 1.6. Probably in the future, continually need to be increased. Also, we changed the cultivation structure from the steppe agriculture to greenhouse agriculture, so we can further increase the replanting index. The intensive cultivation of agriculture need use a lot of chemicals, but in China we have a lot of problem in the fertilizer utilization. For example, we now use 27 million ton nitrogen. It's count 27% in the world, but the use efficiency is low. It's less than 30%. So we gave the example for maize production. The left one in United States, the right one in China. So the yield in both countries increased, but we use much more nitrogen fertilizers. But the United States is very stable. The use efficiency also stable, slightly increased. But in China, the use efficiency decreased so much. So it's a lot of problem. Of course, how to use the organic waste is also the problem. In China, we produce crop rancid 700 million tons a year. For the new stock, 2.7 billion tons every year. But only 34% the residue can be returned to the field. Some more than 20% just born in the field. For new stock, the agriculture use is less than 20%. So in this case, a large amount of organic waste bring the big impact on the environment. Talking about the pollution, the no point source pollution is very serious in China now. This is the about 70% of the lake, the rivers, have the eutrophication problem. Here I just give three typical polluted lakes. So in the figure we find that the nitrogen and the phosphorus are much higher than the critical value. If we want to control the non-point source, the nutrition, we must know the source, the main source to the water system. In the Taihu Lake, we find basically one third from farmland, one third from livestock farming, and one third from the city. We know this is the main source, then we can take different measures to control the nutrient input. Also, when we increase the land use intensity, also cause the decrease of soil quality. This is the greenhouse land we have. It's about 5 million hectares, recently expanded very fast. So we found a lot of problem in the greenhouse field. So in China, the soil science, today, we must face a diametric challenge. So in developed country, we can solve the main problem in different stages: food production, environment protection, and the global change. But in China, we must solve the problem at the same time. So how to keep the balance between the food production and the environment protection is a great challenge. Also, the land structure change caused many problems. Rapid development of the economy and the whole country induced the change of land structure. Also, the global climate change induced the land use pattern change. So in this case, the management practice and the nutrient cycling in the land use pattern should be improved. So we must know the land use change on the soil quality. This prediction about the change of land use structure in the future, we will find that the main crop will decrease, and the fruit and the vegetable will be increased. So even in the main crops, the rice and the wheat will be decreased, and the maize will increase. So in this case, we must take different measures to adapt this change. Also, climate change will make a great change of cropping system. I cannot give the detail because of the time. And also the nutrient cycling and the management practice in the land use pattern change. This is the example from the rice field to the vegetable field. So the arsen, phosphorus, and the total phosphorus accumulate in the vegetable land. In the green house agriculture field, you can find that the more nutrients accumulate in the greenhouse soil. So especially accumulate at the surface of the soil, 10 times higher than the open soil. Even for the stable wheat and the rice rotation system, we find that the intensive agriculture may induce the acidification of the soil. Another problem we are facing now is the soil pollution and the remediation of polluted soil. So the soil pollution is becoming more grievous than ever before, and makes a severe threat to the national rice bag and the vegetable basket project. This is two main projects of the of China for the food security. About 10% of farmland have been contaminated by different pollutants. So different techniques need to apply to the various type of soil pollution. This is just the one sample of the farmland was polluted by heavy metal in Hunan province. And this is the vegetable land, because we use a lot of organic manure in the field. So this different the field have different accumulation of pollutants. Another problem is the severe pollution of metal mining site. Also, the new problem about the former industry site with the severe combined pollution needed to be remediated, because recently a lot of factory moved from the city to the outside of the city, so there were lots of polluted land needed to be remediated. This is the remediation technology used in China. Before we just used the physical remediation, now more and more use chemical remediation, ecological restoration, and bioremediation. This is an example of the demonstration of plant remediation of the polluted soil. Finally, we must maintain the ecological service function of soil ecosystem. With the urbanization soil change to the agriculture soil change to urban soil, but we need to play the role of soil in landscape, water retention, buffering pollutants, biodiversity. Soil still play very important role in the city. The water retention is always important, because soil has the largest storage capacity for water retention. This is a storage capacity of soil reservoir changed with the different compact density. So this is the Nanjing city. So when the soil becomes compact, the runoff is increase so much. So same thing for the heavy metal holding, for the phosphorus reserve, the different use satire, we get a different result. Soil sequestration, carbon sequestration from the soil, so very important. We can optimize the management practice to increase soil sequestration. This is give the example for different soil. Basically, in China, the soil agriculture soil can store more carbon from the atmosphere, but except black soil. So 80 to 90% of the soil increase organic matter, but for black soil, the 90% decrease. So this is a carbon sequestration potential for the different pattern we use now. We can select the right pattern to increase sequestration potential. This is upland. So for the conclusion, Chinese economy has kept rapid development in the last 30 years, but how to guarantee the food security is a severe, arduous task. Environmental problem related to soil resources is getting obvious as a result of industrialization, urbanization, and intensive agriculture activities. Possible influence of global climate change on ecosystem and the soil ecological function are getting more and more important in the future in China. To keep the agriculture sustainable and the ecosystem healthy, soil science research in China face many new issues, and the Chinese soil scientists will face more challenges in the future. In one word, China indeed needs soil science in the future. So for research priorities, I think the soil digitalization and informationalization to monitor the temporal and the spatial variation soil resources both in the quantity and the quality still very important. We need to develop the theory and the technology for the improvement of soil quality for sustainable and highly effective utilization of agro ecosystem, including how to keep the balance between agriculture production and environment protection. We need to understand the soil pollution process and develop the technique of chemical fertilizer and pesticide pollution and holistic utilization of agriculture waste and remediation of polluted soil. We need to identify and quantify soil function in relation to ecosystem services and how the function are affected by soil factors. So for soil study now, we do not only to look at the soil itself, but also to consider the interaction between soil and atmosphere, biosphere, and hydrosphere. Thank you for your attention.
Questions for Jimmy? You got a couple of minutes here.
Yeah. There's like a national policy on preserving existing arable lands.
Yes. We have a very serious policy to protect the arable land. But everywhere the economy develops very fast. We need more land for industry and other use. China has a policy. When you use the land, agriculture land for industry, you must find another land to extend. But actually, the new land is has a poor fertility, so probably 2 or 3 hectare is less than 1 hectare. So that's the problem. Yeah.
So you gave examples of that. But that's not just science, as you know.
That's right.
So many of Chinese farmers are now part-time, you know, working in factories and buildings, construction sites. So getting those people to use efficient practices is really difficult. That's a real new challenge for you.
Yes, yes, you are right. I think that one of the reason is the benefit in agriculture is very, very low. So each family has a small land. Who cares the benefit from agriculture? You have good technique. You can increase the use efficiency, but the farmers don't care. So we have also it's very difficult to extend our technique to the farmers. So lots of problems. It's not size problem. It's the policy and the many things to do. Yes, it's hard to solve this problem completely, but at least we can improve now because of the use efficiency. For example, the nitrogen fertilizer is 30%. We may increase to the 60%, so doubled. So I think we still have a lot of work to do, but we can getting better.
All right, thank you.